Now with extra crispy tenders for the big game. KFC, it's finger looking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary, tax and substitutions extra.
This is the fun part. We get to talk about toys. I know they're not all toys. To some people, a smartphone is an essential, necessary, I don't know, tool for work. But they're also toys. Play games on them, take pictures. It's time for a little tech talk. If you're confused, if you're aggravated, if you're lost in a world of electronic, you don't even know what it is. This is your place. This is your show, and this is your time. It could be about televisions, that one you own or one you're shopping for. It could be about tablets. It could be about your phone, your computer. Because Jose Hernandez is here, and he is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. That's their website. And all you need now is a phone number. I'm going to give them to you. I would call like this people I see calling right. I see they're smart. They're already in. They already know the numbers. Maybe you don't. Here they are. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. From most cell phones, you can just hit star KTRS. And there's that one little line that only lets one person in, and that's 888-550-KTRS. Window World would now like for you to say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Jose.
How are you?
Frank, I am excellent. How are you?
Good. I heard a statistic, and I'm going to share it with you, and then I'm going to, well, here, we'll just do it. Over the weekend, there was a news story. It was in that sort of fluff tech news that smartphone users, which I have a smartphone, Pion Hatton, a lot of people have smartphones, take 1.2 billion photos every day. Now, I don't doubt that, but how would they know that? How would they know how many photos everybody's taken?
Are your pictures stored in the cloud, Frank?
I think they are.
I think a lot of people's smartphones store pictures in the cloud. The iProducts have the iCloud.
Right.
And a good portion of the Android have the Pascal or the Google Google Drive or Dropbox.
So Google it's probably even more photos than that, because those are the ones they can count that have gone into the one cloud or another.
Right.
It's
so I think they're just taking a mathematical calculation of how many hit the cloud and some additional ones that aren't making it to the cloud.
How many people are there in the world? What's the world population?
6 point something billion.
Yeah, I think it's right around 7.
Less than 7 billion.
This sounds low then to me. 1.2 billion photos.
Well, not everyone on the planet has a smartphone.
No. Well, you're right.
Or internet connectivity.
I just wondered how they would know that. But that makes sense, I guess. Is it? But it's somehow they can tap into...
Well, and they're looking at all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, all those kind of places, and I think it's just a calculation based on the amount of information stored in all of those services.
Now, before we get to the callers, I have one other question.
Yes.
I mentioned this off the air to these guys. Does somebody, because I know the CB thing is long over. That was in the 70s. But when you're on the road, I got to thinking about this, just driving to the lake and back. It'd be nice to have a CB radio. Does somebody make a nice portable CB radio? You just hold it like a walkie-talkie and listen and talk. And I just think it's still a great tool because the truckers are still chatting it up and talking about a traffic jam that's 8 miles long that might be a mile ahead of you could avoid. Do you know if you can get a good portable CB?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I would stop by the Kingdom City truck stop.
Whoa, that's a good idea. I was there yesterday.
Or the TNA truck stop on your way out at Wentzville.
Oh, that's
a
great idea.
Or one of the major truck centers in the area. They will carry either replacement components, parts, and or Cobra CB radios.
Yeah, and I don't want it installed like the old days. Okay, I don't know why I didn't think of that. I was there yesterday, Kingdom City. That's a great idea. Okay, one more time for the phone numbers, then we're going to jump in here. If I were you, before Jose speaks, I would call. In fact, I'll let him speak. You jump in, and I'll give you the numbers after he's finished. Go ahead, Jose.
iPhone 7 came out last week.
I heard about that.
And there was much rejoicing. Yay. If you are an iPhone user, if you have the 6, It's probably not a bad deal to upgrade to the 7 or the 7.
No, I do have the 6. I have a 6 Plus.
The 6 Plus is another story. You might, on the 6 Plus, you might want to wait till the 10th anniversary, which is when the supposed 8 comes out. The base model has doubled the memory from 16 to 32. It's water-resistant. Androids have been water-resistant for a little while. You can even use them to light fires with. We'll talk about that in a second. It has a dual-lens camera. And if you get the 7S, it has the optical image stabilization. So for those of us who are getting older and have more shaky hands, the optical stabilization is a nice thing. Okay. There's no headphone jack on it. As we know, they said the 3.5-millimeter jack is a dinosaur and needs to go. And they've
no, it's just only a dinosaur because they're going to make it a dinosaur.
They're certainly trying. There are. It comes with a pair of AirPods, which are the wireless earbuds.
No, I don't think it does come with that. I thought those were extra cost.
It's $159.
Oh, yeah. They didn't know. It doesn't come with your phone.
I'm sorry. They're not free or included. No. But you have a solution.
You get an adapter.
Right.
Which will plug into your lightning port.
Yeah, but then
which
you can't,
means
you can't
charge and listen to your headphones at the same time.
However, there is a company, a third party, making a dual port lightning adapter that you can charge and listen to
for a convenient price.
Yeah, and then your phone looks like, you ever go to somebody's house and they got 8 things plugged into 2 extension cords, and you just, that's what it's going to look like.
The question is, I've seen the AirPods. I don't know how you're not going to lose them.
That's
they say that's going to be a problem
because the earphones that I wear at least have a cable. I can find, one of them ran somewhere. These are...
Or they're at least hooked to your phone.
Right,
and
right.
If they fall out or something falls out.
Right. The new base model is $649.
Don't they also offer like 250-something gigabytes of memory?
They've got ones that will go 256.
Wow.
If you own a 6, not the 6S, the speed is better, the battery life is longer, the camera improvements are good, I'd recommend moving to the 7. If you've got the 6S... They're rumoring that the next year, the 10th anniversary, you might be worth waiting for. That's, of course, if your 6 or 6S doesn't develop that whole gray bar chip issue where once it gets it, it's what they call the touch of death.
Yeah.
Your phone is due to die momentarily at any time.
And he didn't say doo-doo. He said do-to.
Right. Did I
somebody
say it correctly?
Somebody might have misheard. Don't email me. See, Jose said do-do. No, he said do-to.
Tesla said on Sunday they're going to roll out a new enhancement to the autopilot that's going to use more of the information from the radar. They are estimating, based on the death that happened in October 24, or based on the death that happened, the new software should allow it not to happen again.
Okay.
So those of you who are waiting patiently like me for self-driving cars, so drinking and driving isn't an issue. I'm just drinking because the car's driving. I'm looking forward to that. Galaxy Note, we talked about the Note 7s. 35 of them apparently caught fire for no apparent reason.
Mm.
Samsung has recalled all 2.5 million phones. Samsung stock took a drop. So you're based with the overpriced iPhone or the one that catches fire.
All right.
And then last but not least, Google is going to plan on delivering burritos via drone. If you are in Virginia Tech starting next week, Google plans on conducting live trials of Project Wing. Project Wing will deliver your burrito to you via a winch system from the hovering drone above you. The interesting thing about this, other than the fact that flying burritos brings a lot of things to mind, is the fact that this is the first...
like a family in the circus, the flying burritos!
And always with the Mexicans. The drone will be operated automatically, although human pilots will be on standby to take over. This is the first FAA-approved drone delivery system so far.
I'm probably wrong about this, because I never would have thought there'd be something like Amazon. I'm sure people thought... Federal Express, are you kidding? A jet to send packages? Why, you'll go broke. But I still say this whole delivery by drone thing is either a long way away or is never going to work. I just don't see how it could. You're bringing somebody a burrito, all right, and it's over, and I might think, yeah, but that's a burrito. I'll just shoot it down and eat the burrito myself. I just don't get it. How does the thing know who to drop the burrito to?
GPS.
Or GPS. Pizza, or whatever.
Do you drink bottled water?
I wish I didn't, but I do because my wife buys it.
Well, but, you know, it 20 years ago.
No, I know. You're right. If somebody said you're going to pay for water, we'd have said, well, you're out of your mind. It comes out of the faucet for free. You're right.
That's
correct. So we'll see how the drone thing goes. All right. This will be the last time to give the numbers. We're going to start taking calls. Here's what you do. From most cell phones, you hit star KTRS. From other phones, you hit 314-969-KTRS. KTRS is 5877. Or you can do 888-550-KTRS. Jose is motioning to me, yes.
Our first call actually is an email that came in from Sister Mary.
Okay.
Sister Mary has a new printer that she set up Wi-Fi, and she says that her Abbey Express Edition 9 is now unable to scan directly into Word. She thinks that when the error comes up, parameters incorrect, that she's getting that it has to do with the Wi-Fi. She wants to know if it's okay to connect the printer to her computer using the USB cord as opposed to having a Wi-Fi. She's worried about the confusing the printer as to what the connection is. Sister Mary, you can certainly plug in your USB cord and see how that works. Likely what you're going to find, though, is that you need to uninstall and reinstall the driver, that something has become corrupted in the driver itself for the Wi-Fi to talk to that printer.
There you go, sister. There's your answer. Here we go. Off to the phones. We start with Frank. Frank, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
Long time AM and the PM listener.
We appreciate it.
My question today is I have a Dell Inspiron computer that I bought new in about 2005 or 6, and the speaker system on the computer does not work. It just quit one day, and I've never been able to get it to work. I've traced all the wiring, checked the fuses, turned the volume up on the computer itself, turned the volume up on the treble unit. I can't get anything to work on as far as sound.
Do the speakers that you have work on something else?
I haven't tried that, no.
I would start with seeing if the speakers work on something else. If they do, it's probably the fact that the Dell's internal sound card has something gone wrong with it. You can pick up USB external sound cards for less than $10. And if the speakers do work, the best thing is just pick one of those up, plug it into a USB port in the back, and then plug your speaker cable into it.
Okay.
All right.
I thank you very much. And listen, Frank Opinion, you and Johnny Londoff and your show is a great show. I listen to you every day on the way home from work.
Please.
Keep up the good work.
Please don't say that it's his show. Well, that's all we need. We're going to edit out what you just said because Johnny will just gloat over it. Frank, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, edit that out. I don't want Johnny. Yours and Johnny's show. Yeah. Edit it out. We can't have that go over there. Here's Todd. Todd, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. This is AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've got a new Dell computer. I've got an older Dell, and I'm wanting to know, I'd like to take my DVDs and put them into a digital format on a hard drive and set up either a network or... A friend of mine used to have a Western Digital box that you could hook a hard drive up to and use it kind of like a jukebox for movies.
Okay.
Just wanting to know if, number one, if you had a software that you liked for converting the files, and then number two, which way does it make more sense to set up a networking system with my older computer, or just what suggestions you might have.
Okay. But before he answers that, what you have a metronome or something? What's that?
Is there a clock right there?
What is that? Tick-tock.
Oh, that's my blinker.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, you're that guy that drives around with his blinker on all the time.
That's right.
You
make a left turn.
You don't sound old enough to do that. Jose, what's the answer?
Todd, what you're talking about is network-attached storage.
Yep.
As far as programs to convert your DVDs into a digital format, I would normally go to download.com, which is a site run by CNET, one of the computer network companies, and just insert a search key for that particular software, convert DVDs, and it'll come up with several options that are available. I don't know that one's any better than the other. You're just looking to convert them. Sometimes the converters... The ones that have more options will be able to compress them by eliminating additional languages. So if it's got French and German and Spanish, you can get rid of that when you're doing the conversions.
Okay.
Your older PC, how old is it?
About 8 years.
It'll certainly work if you put it on the network as a place to store it. You're going to want to install larger hard drives to it.
Okay.
The issue with it being 8 years old, it's closer to failure than anything else.
Yep.
What you might consider doing is installing new hard drives in your current PC.
I've got a terabyte in there right now.
Well, I'd recommend probably a couple terabytes and running a RAID.
Okay. Which, I don't know what a RAID is.
Well, when you get to the interweb, look up RAID.
Okay.
It's a redundant drive, so that when you write data to what you would be the, let's call it the Z drive, it actually writes the data on the two physical hard drives, so that if one of those drives fail, the data isn't lost. It just tells you that drive is bad and needs to be replaced.
I do know what you mean by that now.
Okay.
Yep.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You can do that with the PC you have, or they make external network attached storage devices that are inexpensive that'll do the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Todd, thank you.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Hey, what you just said was so over my head. I have no idea what you were talking about. Sister Mary what?
Sister Mary called and said to tell you thank you.
Tell her she's welcome. You're welcome, Sister Mary. My pleasure.
Hey. Good to have...
Anything that puts me in the rightness of the Lord.
That's what I'm thinking. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Jose, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and as always, I am.
That's what makes you wonderful. Hallelujah.
So I have a BlackBerry that I forgot the password. Is there a way I can extend the amount of times I get to be stupid and not know that and try my password?
Depends on the BlackBerry.
So do I put the word BlackBerry in there and that gives me some more tries, or is there a...
No, you're going to need to go to the interweb and search the BlackBerry model number, like BlackBerry 9980.
Okay.
Or whatever the model number is, and talk to and password, and it'll talk, should be able to talk to you about how to either circumnavigate that password, or what you can do to save it. The problem is BlackBerries were always very, very secure devices. So unlike iPhones and Androids, once you lock it down, it's pretty well locked.
I see. Yeah, and I know what you're talking about, that RAID array drives. I used to help my wife with her computer, her work, and the guy said, if you need to change one of them drives out, just pull it out. God hates a scaredy cat.
That's correct.
All right, thanks.
All right, Steve. Today is like a level of conversation I've never heard before. This is not 101 anything. This is advanced something. These people are smart. Let's close it out with, I don't know many people named Roman, but when I hear the name, Great Outdoors, John Candy and Dan Aykroyd. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd's name was, he was Roman,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a great movie, too. Roman, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Roman.
Hey, the rest of the gang.
Oh, Roman, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Not bad.
What do you got?
iPhone. My MacBook. How do I get rid of any remnants of a program that I deleted? I had an antivirus, Bitfinder, and got rid of it. And every Friday, it seems like it as part of what I had scheduled for automatic antivirus scanning, it comes back up. And then it says it's running, and then I click OK and closes it out, but I don't know what's up with that.
Well, apparently there's still some remnants of the auto-scheduler running. It didn't get all of it, because apparently if you were using it when you tried to remove it, there's still some stuff that's running.
Right.
I would go to the interweb and search remove Bitdefender, and there's likely someone in there with a multi-step process to get it drug all the way out. Or somebody's written a specific application that just removes that.
Okay.
And ultimately, it may suggest that you reinstall it and then do an uninstall from a specific location.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, good Roman. Luck. I said we'd close it with Roman. Let's just get one more here. You got Jim in here. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Jim.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got... about an hour ago, I got one of these system error warnings, and it plays this very obnoxious alarm sound. It's right there. I can't seem to... I hit the X to X this off, and it just stays on there.
Okay, you're on a web browser.
Yeah, and it's giving me this dear customer call this number. And
yeah. Have you tried just pressing the back button?
back?
Back. Yeah, the arrow in the upper left corner that points to the left?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Do you press it and hold it? So that it brings up the full complement list of what's available going backward?
That's not doing anything when I hold it down. And the X in the upper right corner doesn't get rid of it either.
Okay, Control-Alt-Delete. Bring up the Task Manager. Go to Processes. Okay. Or go to Applications and just right-click the whatever browser it is you're running, and that'll close it. And then try not to go back to that web page.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
You have just been targeted, Jim, by the PWIS, that is the Porn Watchers Investigation Service. And they've got you, and they locked you up. Good luck to you. Thank you, Jim.
All right, guys, all right. Thank you.
The nervous laughter.
Yes.
Do you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Nervous laughter.
Yep.
All right, what do you say? We let Jose give his email address in case you did not get through and you have a question. Here he is with that.
My email address is techquestions@ktrs.com.
He will be back next Monday. Give him a big round of applause. Thank you, Jose.
Good day, everybody.
And Jose is brought to you by Window World. You know who they are, you know what they do, and when you hear other window people mention in their commercials, those $189 windows, then you know that Window World must be doing something right, because they're making other people really nervous by outselling them. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com.
Beep, beep.
That beep, beep thing, that always means traffic. Now, I have no idea who's
Tim.
Up there on the... Tim Weiland, I know.
Up in the sky.
Let's check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Oh, man. Thanks for listening, Frank.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. We're on our way headed to... there's a report about... accident involving a motorcycle on Lindbergh, out in front of Lindbergh High School, and I can already see we've got some delays in each direction there. On eastbound Highway 40 downtown, you're already slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Highway 44, a little bit heavy between Kings Highway and Hampton before things open up. And then from, a little bit west of Lindbergh, out through from about the Geyer Road overpass out through Highway 270, and those right lanes are pretty slow. On the traveling on westbound Highway 40, you're slowing now Kings Highway through McCausland. Southbound 55, a pretty good run from downtown through South County. Staples, they still have low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now is a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. And it is now time to check in with the number one Chevrolet dealer. And I found out not just the United States, but the entire world. Johnny Lund. I knew you didn't know it. I did some researching and Googling, and I pulled it up. Number one in the world.
So I bet you Google a lot, don't you?
I do.
You Google a lot.
You learn a lot, like, by doing
it's unbelievable.
That.
Yeah. I think my sons wish they would have never really introduced me to Google, because then, I actually know the answer to some things when they hit me with a question.
I got to tell you two things that have made us all smarter. One is Google, and the other is a dictionary app, because I don't think a day goes by that I don't either have to look up words. I read an article, so I go, what does that word mean? Or I want to make sure I spell something right. Because I'm the guy, when I text, I don't do that, hey, where are you, with the letter R and the U. And I know that's fine. It's shortcut. I type out A-R-E-Y-O-U. I just do it like...
I do the same thing.
Yeah,
and my youngest son, Timmy, he makes fun of me. I'm like, he goes, hey, this isn't the correct way to text. I'm like, you know what? I'm 58. This is the way I...
Well, when you do it that way, there's never a misunderstanding about what you meant, because you're not doing some abbreviation thing. It's crystal clear. The words are there. That takes a little longer, but hey, we got time. So
have you missed me? I haven't talked to you since Thursday.
I don't use expressions with men like "I missed you." I just don't do that. It's a little uncomfortable.
How about have you missed talking to me in a few days? I mean, this is a long spread. Thursday afternoon to Monday.
No, I wouldn't put it that way. I would,
you could.
I would say something like, "Hey, how have you been? How was your weekend?" I wouldn't say to a guy, "I really missed you." That's just we're different that way. And how was you?
I just enjoy talking to you because I know it's you know, I mean, it does help. It does help the program some days.
What?
You know, I mean, it really helps get this program going.
This program existed.
It really does.
This program existed before you ever came on it for many, many, many years.
Yes.
In fact, our ratings, let me look. Hang on. Our ratings were higher.
They've gone up. They've gone up in the last
They were
years.
Higher before. Yeah, before.
They were not.
No, we don't know what the ratings are. Nobody does because there is no credible ratings.
You know how I know the ratings? Because there
because
are
you sell
so
cars.
Many AM and the PM customers that come in and buy Chevrolet.
There you go. There's your rating system.
And to
all you advertisers who buy radio because some knucklehead somewhere told you about the ratings that show this or that, let me tell you something. Here's what you don't know. Okay, you're being scammed and just messed with.
How about bamboozled?
Yeah, you are because there is no rating service that's ever been able to tell how many people. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. You go by.
You know how I know? Because people come in and they say they're AM or the PM.
Exactly.
And guess what? And they buy.
And if I'm an advertiser, I go, well, let's see, how do I know which radio station to buy? I know. I'll call people like Johnny Onduff and go, hey, you've been doing this for 12, almost 13 years. It must work. Does it work? And then he'll say yes, and that's how you buy radio. But some people aren't smart enough to do that. The last couple of days was absolutely spectacular. I don't know what you normally do.
The weather is unbelievable.
Man.
And, you know, the temperament of everyone is just...
better.
You can't help but say, oh, this is just beautiful. It's gorgeous.
You're in a better mood.
Let's go buy a car.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Frank and laugh, because you do. You make us all laugh.
Well,
we do.
What did you do Saturday and Sunday with this weather? What did you do to take advantage?
Well, I worked for about 3 hours on Saturday. Maybe stretched it to 3.5, but it was so beautiful. That's after I ran with my beautiful wife, Mimi. Because when it's this beautiful, you want to run forever.
Yes,
don't
you
Frank?
Sure
oh.
do.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Don't you just want to lace up those tennis shoes? You get a big smile
yes.
on your face going,
I got up Saturday and I thought, what a great day. Let's run.
Oh, man.
No, wait. No, I didn't. I didn't run anywhere.
I didn't run. I walked on Saturday. We're getting ready for a 5K. Down in Cape.
A walk.
A 5K walk. I'm walking. I'm not running.
Like, what is that K? How much is K? Well, how many miles?
It's like a little over 3 miles.
3 miles.
It's like about 3.5, I think.
Yeah. I could probably walk 3.5 miles.
Well, sure you could.
Well, I'm not sure.
You did send me a video one time of you trying to make it up the hill to your house. I got to tell you. And your daughter is just like, you can do it.
Yeah, and I couldn't. They were wrong. I couldn't do it. Hey, let me tell you what else just happened. Okay, I've lost 38 pounds. Oh, by the way, I have a bulletin. As of this morning, I'm in 36-inch waist pants.
Wow. Yeah.
So here's what wives do.
What'd you do with all those other clothes that are like...
Gave them to Goodwill. I gave them shirts and pants combined, about 35 pairs of pants and about 25 or 30 shirts.
Did you have to buy new pants?
Yes, I bought some new pants, some 36s. I didn't own any. I haven't worn 36s. I was 11. So here's what women do.
That's funny.
Here's what women do. She knows I've lost this weight, and she knows that prior to losing this weight, she was always on me. You're too fat. You're getting too fat. You're too big. Your pants are too big. You look like you're pregnant.
Who are you talking about?
My wife. Now, I lose the weight. Check this out. This weekend, she buys a packet of cinnamon rolls. Now, there's nothing better than a good microwaved, warm cinnamon.
Tempting you.
Yes. Well, it's not just tempting me. She wants me to eat them. Because unless I start gaining weight again, she realizes she doesn't have that to rag on me about.
Hey, is that
helped? She'll find something, though.
Oh, she will.
Has that helped in the bedroom at all? Because, you
nothing's going to help that.
When they say...
Dan, that's a little personal.
That's personal. That is very
when
personal.
When they say...
What are you trying to say? Can he see it now?
No. Well, yeah, he can see it, but when a guy loses weight like
isn't my
segment supposed to be the family segment?
It is supposed to be.
Bit,
but
you know?
Let me say this to guys who need to lose weight. That That is absolutely true. I was 38 pounds. When you lose that pregnant look, Mr. Happy actually looks bigger.
Yeah.
He does. No, he does. I looked in the mirror and I thought, hey, porn star.
Hey.
You know? Yeah. It was bigger. And it's.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, I haven't seen you for a while. How things have been going?
Well, you know, speaking of bigger, the discounts and the savings are bigger than ever
see
before.
How he worked that in.
They are so big. They're enormous. They're huge right now, the discounts at Johnny Lawless Chevrolet. Today's the last day of the 0% for 72 months, but we still have a lot of cars. 16% of MSRP is the rebate on Cruze and Malibu. It gives 12% on Silverado, crew cab, double cab, and 12% on Tahoe and Suburban. 12% of the MSRP, so it's a great deal. Great time to buy, and everything's bigger and better, obviously, on this program right now, and also Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet.
I tell you, when people see the Secret Service or they watch any of these shows and there's an entourage, what is the vehicle? And it's true, the President of the United States, it's Suburban. It's a Chevy Suburban. It's never anything else. It's not Dodge. It's not a Ford. It's a Suburban.
That's a great point. Because we can't get enough Suburbans. You know where they're in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
There are probably 100,000 Suburbans in Washington. What color are they?
Black.
Black.
Yeah, and they love black Suburbans. Why do you think that is? Here's why. Because they're dependable. You're never going to have a breakdown in the presidential motorcade. They are comfortable.
Right.
They're reliable, and you can get just about anything in them, and they just keep on going. They're fantastic vehicles, and it must be true, because I'm not kidding. Watch any TV show. I don't care who it is that's supposed to be. It could be drug dealers. It could be bad guys, good guys. They're in Suburbans.
How do we go from politicians to drug dealers?
Well, there's some similarity.
and then you've got the little brother or the little sister of the Suburban, and that's the Tahoe.
Yeah.
Which you have. I just love that Tahoe. I loved my Suburban for many years, but now Mimi drives one. Our sons drive Tahoes. So I got out of the Suburban and I grabbed my Tahoe. I love that vehicle, and it's so reliable. And it's got some get up and go. Got a lot of kick, a lot of go. So speaking of go, I got to go. Get some customers to talk to.
Right.
And it's been a great time talking to you.
Yes, it has.
Good to hear that things are bigger and better there in the studio than ever before.
Yep.
So give us a call. Give us a call at the Big Discount House, Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800, 247-365 at
Lawndorf.com. All right, John. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Frank.
Send you some business. Thank you.
See you, big buddy.
Bye-bye. Big buddy.
Oh.
You know, I don't get it. Because he is a man's man. He's a hunter. Yet, he does that I miss you and love hugs. And
he's comfortable.
He's all man.
Yeah,
that's confusing. It's confusing.
But it's...
Because he's not metrosexual. I know that. He's a man's man. He's the only man's man that I know who says, did you miss me? It's a good thing, I guess. John Lawndorf, you know where he is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. They've been there a long, long time. We have some good stuff in the Playhouse. We have a good joke in the Playhouse. I hope you'll stick around for that. Don't go away, because that's coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. What we have to do now is I have to do two things. I'm going to tell you about Goodfeet, but I'm also going to mention, and I'll mention again later, there's only one way you can now play in the KTRS golf tournament, where the proceeds, the profits, all go to Backstoppers. That's a great organization that does a lot for the families of police officers and firefighters who are killed in the line of duty. The only way left to play is to outbid Bill. Now, Bill is our high bidder to play with me, Dan and Pia. Now think about this. 18 holes. Hopefully the weather will be just like this. If it's not, who cares? And it's at Normandy Golf Club. We'll have a wonderful lunch. We'll play. We'll have drinks on the course. And it's all sold out. So you can't, but you can get in on it by outbidding Bill. He's at $2,000. I don't know Bill. I just know his name is Bill. And Dan has verified that, yep, he is who he says he is, and the number you call it, and he answers, and he's the real deal. We've never been screwed over by anybody with these things, thank goodness. But $2,500, would knock Bill out of first place and get you as the fourth in our foursome. So think about that, okay? Now, here's another thing to think about. Sometimes when you play golf, and you don't even have to play golf, your feet are very important of that particular game. That's why they have golf shoes. And that's why it's important to have the right golf shoes. It's important to have the right shoes in any kind of work. People who work on hard surfaces wear a particular kind of shoes. People who work at dangerous jobs have steel-toed shoes. But it doesn't matter what kind of shoe you have. If you have pain, the shoe's not going to fix it. But maybe the Good Feet store can. And they do that by taking your existing shoe and putting an arch support. You can call it an insert if you want, in your shoe. Your shoe. Not new shoes. They don't sell shoes. And if you have plantar fasciitis, which is the number one reason people go in there, or if you have maybe some other discomfort or pain in your foot, or somewhere other than your foot, but it's coming from your feet, believe it or not. There's something about the way you're standing or walking. It's putting excess pressure on a part of your foot that your foot can't take. The pressure should be more evenly distributed. That's where the arch support comes in. So if you have pain, it could be neck pain, back pain, knee pain, I think it can't hurt to just walk into one of the Good Feet stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. You don't need an appointment. Just say, hey, they'll ask you where the pain is, and try this and see if it works. It has for thousands and thousands of people. I hope it does for you. There are two Good Feet stores. One is on Olive, west of 270. It's catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And the other is in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores.
Meet me. All right, let's get another check on traffic. Go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, we just got a report of an accident. Highway 47 south of Highway 100 out toward Washington. They've got a mess up at Highway K in Mexico with an accident. That is affecting traffic in all directions up there. We just circled over a crash at McKenzie and Higgy Road, northbound McKenzie. Both northbound lanes are blocked, and they're just letting people get through in the safety beat. Had an accident, a motorcycle accident, only had the right lane open in each direction on Lindbergh in front of Lindbergh High School. Now southbound 270, you already had that stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry, a little bit heavy from Tesson Ferry to the Teese Road overpass. On what eastbound Highway 270, running slow now, McDonald through New Florissant. Staples. They still have low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now, it's a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Willie Springer. Tuesday on the McGraw Show, we visit with ABC political analyst Trey Hardin, talk local issues with Post-Dispatch columnist Tony Messenger, plus much more, starting all at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
You've heard me talk about orange R&R Sanitation, and it's a great St. Louis company. And yes, they give back to the community. For example, they wanted me to take time to tell you that they are a proud sponsor of the Motorcycle Poker Run. It's to support an organization called Healing Action, and that's an agency that helps women who have experienced commercial sexual exploitation. That money is raised to heal and rebuild their lives, and R&R Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the event. It's September 18th, and to find out more, you want to go to healingaction.org. And that's another reason why R&R Sanitation is such a great company, because it is local. And that's why we support local here at the Big 550 KTRS, because, well, local companies are in touch with the community, and they give back to the community. So for all of your sanitation needs, a parade, work done on the house, a fall festival, R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, or rnrportalthetoilets.com.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for GE laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and GE kitchen appliances at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at the Appliance Discounters.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTR.
From downtown St. Louis, I guess. Is he down? He's still home?
Yes.
Okay, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LaClean Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. Please remember that. That's the app. Again, STL Taxi. A great way and a quick way to get yourself the only cab you want to be seen in or you want to ride in, and that's a LaClean Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How's it going?
It's going great today. What great weather.
It is. You're right. It is absolutely spectacular. Well, yesterday the NFL officially back in full swing, and here's no surprise already: the Rams have been eliminated from the playoffs.
I knew it.
Every year, got to throw that out. Hillary Clinton rushed out of an event yesterday and thrown into the back of a van after she collapsed. Pretty crazy. Her doctor sent a note to the media saying the presidential candidate just had an allergic reaction to telling the truth.
Oh boy,
that's crazy. Okay. By the way, don't email me, anybody. Or Frank, don't email him. Astronomers say something called a globular cluster is heading right for Earth. Headed your way. It's a collection of stars, I guess, moving through space. Others call this thing a galactic cannonball, which, oddly enough, is the same thing people say when Rosie O'Donnell jumps in a pool. And finally.
Rosie was overdue to get hit by you.
That's right. Well, the good news is, talk about this thing. Astronomers say it'll take more than 17.5 million years to arrive, which, you know, is almost as long as it takes for the cable guy to show up.
Hopefully it doesn't hit
Uranus. There goes your cable service.
Yeah.
I don't have cable. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you. I'm too cheap for cable. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laquid Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laquid Cab. 70 years old this year. Laquid Cab has been in St. Louis 70 years this year under the current ownership for the last 20 years. So congratulations to Laquid Cab. Every day is a day to congratulate the people at Window World. Unbelievable what they've done. $189. They make a window that is so rock solid, steady, and dependable they can put a lifetime warranty on it. Been living around about 13 years, and in the last 6 years, each year of the last 6 years, they've sold over a million windows across the country. One of only two windows that have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And I'll bet you that other one costs a lot more money. They are in, well, they're closing in on 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Lifetime warranty covers the parts, the glass breakage, and the labor. And they stand behind it. You can even stand on it. You go to the showroom. I did this. They'll let you stand on the window. You can't break anything. They'll give you a free home estimate. All you have to do is call and say, come out. They'll tell you exactly what it's going to cost. They also do siding and entry doors. And they offer 15-month same-as-cash financing with approved credit. You know the name, Window World. You know the number, 314-993-1800. At least now you do. And the website, windowworldstlouis.com. Please don't go away because the Playhouse is coming up. We got a lot of good stuff. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hillary